On our first Sundays of the month here, we are going through the Lord's Prayer. You will say the Lord's Prayer commonly, I hope, and you will use it as a prayer for the day. And it's a prayer for Cassidy. It's a prayer to shape her life. And I pray that it will, that the Lord's Prayer, line by line, will shape our lives. And you'll remember how the Lord's Prayer goes. And if you want a bit more of a guide to it, there are these sheets by the door that you can take just to help you pray through the Lord's Prayer. It is meant to be, as I say, a prayer that's prayed through line by line. And it's a prayer to shape you, to form who the person that you are. And so we know that there's all those lines that we've heard of the Lord's Prayer this far as we've gone through over these last months. About a God who loves us, who God who cares for Cassidy. She even knows how many hairs there are on her head here. And it'd be very hard to count, but that's what we're told in Scripture, that God knows us so in so much detail. He knows that sort of point about our lives. And then we know that there's a beyond this life, there's a heaven. On the news the other day, they were talking about we only understand 5% of our existence as in the universe. My guess is that one of those other universes is probably heaven. It's just a little speculation, but you don't have to worry about that. Just know in faith that there is a heaven. And then your kingdom come, your will be done. We are here to pray and work for God's kingdom to come, for the perfection of heaven to come to our life now. Give us this day our daily bread. It's all she needs. She doesn't need masses in this life. She just needs what is basic for her life, and so do we. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, and to know that we need forgiveness. We all need to be forgiven. But now comes perhaps the most challenging of the lines of the Lord's Prayer. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And this is central to the Lord's Prayer. You and I are to be people of forgiveness. We are to forgive others. But oh, how easily it slips off the tongue, but how very challenging it can be. It may help just to come back to that reminder that we have all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And by the way, when we come to the baptism of Cassidy and we proclaim the Christian faith, then there's things about believing that Jesus was true 2,000 years ago. But one of the greatest testaments to his reality is the lines of this prayer, I do believe, and his teaching that he gave. Because this is such radical teaching that it actually says of something that is other, the person that is Jesus and the teaching that he gave us. So forgive those who have sinned against us as we forgive those as you've forgiven us. But to know that everyone, Cassidy seems pretty perfect at the moment, but she has the capacity in her to sin. Is she smiling? Oh, right, she does. Very good. Right on cue there. But she has the capacity within her to hurt other people. How do I know that? Because we all do it. We all hurt, not intentionally generally, but more often unintentionally, but we all do it. And so we know in Christian faith that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But there is a promise of the person that we can be transformed by the Holy Spirit. This is the person that Cassidy and you and I can be. We can be a person of love rather than selfishness, a person of joy rather than negativity, a person of peace rather than anxiety, patience, not self-obsessed, kind rather than apathetic, good rather than beset by the sins that we all have within us, faithful rather than uncommitted, gentle rather than angry, person of self-control rather than self-indulgent. And to say again, we all get it wrong. We're all on that right-hand side at parts in our lives. Vicars get it wrong. We lose our temper, we get impatient, we get irritable. Vicars get it wrong too. And yet, there is that promise that we all can be transformed into being that person, and we can be the person there that is promised by the transformation of the Holy Spirit. But to do it, part of it has to be this. Has to be that line of the Lord's Prayer, as we forgive those who sin against us. And so, how are we going to do this? It is so hard, as we will see in a moment, to actually really be that person who forgives others who sin against us. But we're going to hear a reading from that Jesus gave us about this, about the idea of forgiveness, and that's going to hopefully help us a lot. You've got to do the work. I'll pass the mic. You'll see the words on the screen, but if you could, somebody could read it for us. This is the parable of the unforgiving servant, and it's kind of been updated with its cartoon characters. The characters look a bit more like Peaky Blinders than from Jesus, so I have to tell you. But Jesus said this first of all. I'll read the first bit for you. Peter asked Jesus, how many times do I have to forgive my brother or sister when they do something wrong against me? Up to 7 times? And Jesus replied this. He said, I tell you not seven times, but 77 times. He then told this parable. And if I can pass the microphone, anybody like to do this? Don't be shy, please. We are going to be very slow. This is the first reading is here about how the parable goes.
The kingdom of heaven is like a powerful boss who wanted to settle accounts with those who worked for him.
And could you pass the microphone to somebody else? And the next line here.
A man who owed him 10,000 bags of gold was brought to him.
And keep passing the microphone around. If you really don't want it, pass it on to somebody else.
The boss ordered the man and his family to be auctioned off at the slave market to repay the debt.
Boss ordered the man. Oh, thank you. That is it.
Okay. On hearing this news, the servant fell on his knees before his powerful boss. Be patient with me, he begged, and I will pay back everything.
The boss took pity on him, cancelled the debt, and let him go.
Who's doing this? Are you doing it or me? You do it.
But when the servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 silver coins. He grabbed him and began to choke him. Pay back what you owe me, he demanded.
His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, be patient with me and I will pay it back. But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt.
Lovely reading. Keep going.
When the other servants saw what had happened, they were outraged.
As you would be, wouldn't you?
So they went and told their master everything that had happened.
Then the master called the servant in. You wicked servant, he said. I cancelled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant, just as I had on you?
Lovely. Not to be on our reading rota. That was beautiful.
In anger, his boss had him dragged off into prison and paid back all he owed until he paid back all he owed.
After Jesus concluded this parable, he said, this is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother or sister from your heart.
So there is Jesus' warning at the end there about how we will be if we don't forgive others as we have been forgiven. So we're going to come back to that in a moment and try and unpack it a bit. But we're going to sing first of all. And about what it centres on is for Cassidy, for us all, making Christ the vision of our lives. Be thou my vision. We're going to sing.
Shelter Be thou my strong tower. O raise thou me heavenward, great power of my power. Riches I heed not, nor man's empty praise. Be thou mine inheritance now and always. Be thou and thou only the first in my heart. O sovereign of heaven, my treasure thou art. High King of heaven, thou heaven's bright sun, O grant me its joys after victory is won. Great heart of my own heart, whatever befall, still be thou my vision, O ruler of all.
Do please be seated again. And forgiveness then, and these words, who's doing this? I'll do this well. I'll go back one. A great book by Stephen Cherry called Healing Agony. I recommend it to you. It's all about forgiveness. He says this: forgiveness is at the heart of the Christian faith. It's what is also earth-shatteringly about. What a world it would be like if we had a world of forgiveness, if our church community lived as a world of forgiveness, an open spirit of forgiveness to one another when we do hurt each other, and how our communities would be transformed if they were places of forgiveness. It's about being free, isn't it? We can be free from rancor, rage, resentment. We can simply be free to love. And Alan Paton, very appropriately today, South African, massive man who worked for reconciliation in South Africa. Jeffrey Crook was telling me after the service this morning that he was due to meet Alan Paton in South Africa, but the day before he'd tried to help a man by the roadside and got beaten up by him instead. But he carried on with his ministry of forgiveness. And he said that there's a hard law that when a deep injury is done to us, we never recover until we forgive. To be that person released. And Richard Holloway, who was Bishop of Edinburgh, said, forgiveness frees us from walking the treadmill of the past. So to be free, just let it go, say the words, forgive those, we forgive those as we have been forgiven. But, of course, as C.S. Lewis said, everyone thinks forgiveness is a lovely idea until he has something to forgive. And how hard it can be then to be that person who forgives others. And this Liberian priest said this as she was trying to counsel the parents of a child who had been murdered in her congregation. She said, forgiveness is not a pancake maneuver. You can't just flip your feelings. So we feel it, we feel the hurt, we feel the pain, and we know that we need to be released, but how difficult it can be too. And maybe then, so we need to come back, do we not, to the teaching of Jesus. The teaching of Jesus to be a person of forgiveness, to want to forgive, to want to be that person who's so generous to others that you can just outreach to them and just let yourself go in love and forgiveness to them. Peter asked, how many times should I forgive someone who's hurt me? He said, should it be 7 times? He thought he was being generous because the rabbi said, if you do it 3 times, that's enough. Nobody can expect you to forgive more than 3 times. So Peter thinks he's being clever. I'll say 7 times. But Jesus says, no. 70 times 7. Go on forgiving. Go on being that person of forgiveness. Your forgiveness should be as broad and deep, as wide and open as the love of God. That's how it should be. And the essence will be to know, as was told in that parable, how each of us need to know our extreme forgiveness we've already received from God in Christ. That parable of the unmerciful servant highlights that all of us have been embraced, pardoned in the love of God. We've known the debt that Jesus has set us free from. All have sinned, fall short of the glory of God. Our destiny without Jesus, without Christ, was death and hell, a separation from God. Through the cross, we are forgiven, restored, reconciled. Our destiny is life, eternal life. And the second part of the parable tells us that if we refuse to forgive others, it's because we haven't recognized the immense forgiveness that we have received from God in Christ. We haven't recognized it, and maybe we haven't received it. And there's a horrible bit at the end of the parable, isn't it, where Jesus sends the man off to go on being tortured for the rest of his life. It's a bit of hyperbole, I think. But what Jesus is saying is you torture yourself. If you don't receive this forgiveness and go on and forgive others, you're torturing yourself for the rest of your life. And it is possible, even in the hardest of circumstances, to let go in forgiveness. And Malcolm, a couple of weeks ago, spoke about his prison ministry, and it is so powerful, and it's about forgiveness, and it's just very, very appropriate to hear it again now. So Malcolm, would just like to come and share that about extreme forgiveness that Malcolm has come across in his work in a prison.
Yes, as Alan said, 2 weeks ago, I spoke about Ray and Vi Donovan, whose son Chris was murdered in 2001 by a gang of youths high on alcohol and drugs. He was 19. I explained how on the night of the murder, Ray decided to forgive the offenders for what they had done. Vi struggled to come to terms with Chris's passing, but eventually she too forgave the offenders. It took her 18 months to come to that point. And as some of you know, actually perhaps a few of you know, I've been doing victim awareness courses in prison for 8 years now, and I've probably heard Ray and Vi's story about half a dozen times. On one particular course, Vi needed a lift. And as they live in Sutton, I offered to help her. And it gave me an opportunity to talk to her about forgiveness. Her explanation to me was striking, and yet, as I reflected later, obvious. She said, "Forgiveness is a choice. Forgiveness does not mean you ever forget." She still thinks about Chris every day, what he might have done and where he might be today. Forgiveness was releasing. It released her and Ray from a lifetime of bitterness. Forgiveness does not mean they will ever get Chris back, but it does offer a route to closure. She also said that their relationship was severely challenged by Chris's death, but their friend, forgiveness, provided the unifying bond they needed to stay together. And I still marvel at how Ray found jobs for two of the three lads who served time for Chris's murder after they came out. But there was redemption in this as well. Ray had long suspected that at least one of the gang members not charged was probably more responsible for Chris's murder than those that were found guilty. And Ray's act of kindness, derived from forgiveness, provided the forum for the two lads to open up and tell him what really happened to Chris that night and who was most responsible. It made no difference to Chris's fate, but the full knowledge of what happened that night provided an element of closure for both Ray and Vi. And the forgiveness that they have demonstrated over all these years still amazes me. Their faith has clearly helped, but they really have acted out their faith in the most challenging of circumstances.
Can't just flip your feelings like a pancake. As 18 months more it took Ray and Vi. Same with these stories here. Another brilliant book, Johann Christoph Arnold, The Lost Art of Forgiving. He documents case after case after case of people who have had extreme circumstances of forgiveness. Remember that photo of the girl in Vietnam War running along the road, burnt by napalm? The bomber from the American Air Force was haunted by that for the rest of his life. He couldn't sleep. Absolutely destroyed by what he'd done. And then he actually met that girl when she was a woman later in life, and she forgave him. And she said, instantly, then he was felt at peace and was able to get his life back. So extreme forgiveness there. Another example is a police officer in New York who was shot and paralyzed. Again, a man of Christian faith. He refused to have resentment against those who had shot him and lived a life of forgiveness. And, so, and famously, of course, Gordon Wilson in Enniskillen, as his daughter Marie died in his arms, refusing to hold any hatred for those who had done this abominable act to him and his family. And so all these cases, Johann Christoph Arnold says, similarly as Malcolm has spoken about, that those words are, all these people drew their strength to forgive, not only from their search for peace, but also from their faith in God. And so it is hard, but it is possible. As Stephen Cherry says then in Healing Agony, forgiveness is not an easy answer or quick fix. It is agony. However, it is not merely agony. It is healing agony. And so if you are in that place where you've had something really, really hard to forgive, the best thing will be to talk to others and have prayer for yourself, to be in that place where you can forgive. For most of us, it's more like prickly things, isn't it? Where we upset each other and so on. And we just have to let go and be filled by the Holy Spirit to be that person. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. So there's nothing to be glib about forgiveness. It took Jesus an agonizing death and separation and pain. My God, why have you forsaken me? In that pain of the cross, it took him that to forgive, to bring forgiveness. And so our forgiveness in these hard situations is never going to be easy. But by the grace of the Holy Spirit, it can happen. You can be that person who's transformed. Cassidy can live this out through her life. And we pray, God, that she's protected. But if she is hurt in this life, she can yet be that person who is able to forgive others and able to know the peace of God in all circumstances. So I pray that this, for Cassidy, I pray it for us all, that we'll be people of the Lord's Prayer, shaped and formed by the Lord's Prayer. On the front of your white news sheet, there's a prayer about forgiving others. I'll show it on the screen as well. And we're just going to finish by this prayer. And have a look at it, because you may not be in a position to say this prayer at the moment. And if not, that's fine. Please don't say it. But if you can, if you'd like to, then please do join with me as we say the prayer together. Just a pause while you read it. And if you wish, then please join with me in these words. Father God, we choose to forgive the people you've shown us. We cancel the record of wrongs that we have held against them. We lay down our desire to hurt them, even though they have hurt us. We hand them over to you. Please heal our pain and set us free to live again. In Jesus' name, amen. If there is anything that's come from this morning that you're struggling with, then please do talk to me or the sidesmen as you go out, the welcomers. Please don't let any hurt go, any frustration. Please just seek help if you're struggling in a place where you can't forgive another person. It's understandable, but God, by God's grace, it's possible to forgive. So let us pause and look at your order of service for the baptism on the inside page. We're going to come in a moment to baptize Cassidy into this Christian faith, rejoicing with her in all the great riches there are in being in Koinonia, part of a Christian fellowship. First of all, Julie's going to say a word in a moment, but just look at the words of commitment by you, the family and friends, and this congregation. We continue to work in how we're going to nurture young families in this village in Christian faith. But this is a promise that we're committed to doing it. So to you, if you see with the help of God, we will. That's for everybody here. I'm saying to you, faith is the gift of God to his people. In baptism, the Lord is adding to our number those whom he is calling. People of God, will you welcome Cassidy and uphold her in her new life in Christ? Oh, that's not bad. I think you've got quite a lot of support there. That's great. I'd like to bring out Cassidy, Al, Julie, and godparents. You'd like to come as well. And Julie, if you'd like to come to a microphone and just say the words you want to say about coming to this point of Cassidy's baptism.
Morning, everyone. Is this one on? Morning. Thanks so much to everyone for coming. It means so much to have such a church full of people on this morning. She's been sick. I mean, there's so many words, I'm not going to get them out right, and I'm not going to say the right thing, but I think everyone knows it's...
We rejoice together and we cry together, as I said. Yeah, we do. It's great.
There's been some tears. It's been a journey. It's been a really long journey, but we're here now, and I can't believe it. And thank you to everyone who's been with us on the journey. I do actually think Cassidy has been prayed into existence. And lots of people in this room have, I need to thank for that, and probably people I don't even know. So thank you. And to celebrate, we'd really love it if you could hang around after the service and have a glass of something with us and a slice of a beautiful piece of cake as well. I'm going to leave it there.
Beautiful. Do wash the wires as you come back. That's great. Thank you. And so I'm saying, if you'd like to see on your order of service, to you, the people up here, to you, parents and godparents, can you see? There's a lot of other words on here that aren't appropriate for this service. But it's a bit down there, and you've got two words, we will. Is that all right? And I'm sure you're going to be able to tell people on Ranmore this is what you're going to do, so please do that. God knows each of us by name. We are his. So Julie and Al, you speak for Cassidy today. Will you pray, and godparents as well, will you pray for her and help her to follow Christ?
We will.
And now also, these ancient declarations of Christian faith to Al and Julie, to godparents. We all wander far from God and lose our way. That is true of all of us. It may be for various reasons, maybe atheism, we just can't quite believe, maybe we lost the plot somewhere, we stopped going to church. We all do it. We all wander away. But Christ comes to find us and welcome us home. In baptism, we respond to his call. Therefore, I ask, do you turn away from sin?
I do.
Do you reject evil?
I do.
Do you turn to Christ as Saviour?
I do.
Do you trust in him as Lord?
I do.
And I'd like congregation to please stand, and we're going to face to the font and baptism party like to follow down. And children like to come and gather around. Do make anybody make sure you can see. Children, I need your help for pouring water in, so please do come forwards. I'll come and pour some water in. Thank you. I'd just like a formal ordinary queue, children, to pour the water in, and then step back when you've done yours will be great, if you could. Thank you. Just pour it in. Ordinary water with its very special significance. Thank you. I'd like to please step away once you've done yours, and you'll make sure you can see in a moment. I'd like to do your pour some in. Give it a push. Oh, no, too shy. No, okay, over here then. Thank you. All being apart then. Oh. Yeah, okay, you need a help up here. Thank you, that's great.
There we are. Go on, help pour it in.
Excellent, thank you very much, thank you. And another one here. So all being a part of this baptism together. Can we come do some? Excellent, some more. Any more over there want to do some? Any more over here? Oh, you are ready now, that's great, thank you. And behind, whoa, it nearly all went then. And over me. Yeah, pour it in. And you'll be able to remember being part of Cassidy's baptism. Last bit going. Here we go. Do make sure then you can see. Come around the back here. There's plenty of room. Baptism party should be over behind me over here so that you can face outwards. Great. I'm assuming you can all see and you're all fine. So, on the gathering at the font, there's a prayer there. On your order of service. We praise you, loving Father, for the gift of your Son, Jesus. He was baptized in the River Jordan, where your Spirit came upon him and revealed him as the Son you love. He sent his followers to baptize all who turn to him. Now, Father, we ask you to bless this water, that those who are baptized in it may be cleansed in the water of life and filled with your Spirit. May they know that they are loved as your children, safe in Christ forever. Amen. And for us all then, we declare together the Christian faith that is affirmed together with those who are being baptized, Cassidy, our common faith in Jesus Christ. Do you believe and trust in God the Father, source of all being and life, the one for whom we exist?
I believe and trust in him.
Do you believe and trust in God the Son, who took our human nature, died for us and rose again?
I believe and trust in
him. Do you believe and trust in God the Holy Spirit, who gives life to the people of God and makes Christ known in the world? This is the faith of the church.
This is our faith.
Amen. Oh, the amen's got lost off there. Oh, no. And now I'm going to take Cassidy. And does Cassidy have another name or
Cassidy
name?
Cassidy Clare.
Cassidy Clare. So this is Cassidy Clare. Cassidy Clare, you're nice and light. It's good because my back went yesterday. There. Cassidy Clare. And again, do make sure that you can all see. I baptise you, Cassidy Clare, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Cassidy, Christ claims you his own. Receive the sign of his cross. Never be ashamed to confess the faith of Christ crucified. Fight valiantly as a disciple of Christ against sin, the world, and the devil, and remain faithful to Christ to the end of your life. And I'm just going to go for a walk with Cassidy, because I'm going to take her home with me now. But the walk is just through the church to say this is where she belongs. She's a part of Koinonia. We share our lives together. We cry together. We rejoice together. We grow in Christ together. The church is the place where she can do that in this village, wherever she goes, in the rest of her life. She is a part of it. She needs to be in it. She needs to be giving back to it in her adult life and in her childhood to come too. And these two prayers now for Cassidy. Cassidy, may Almighty God deliver you from the powers of darkness, restore to you the image of his glory, and lead you in the light and obedience of Christ. Amen. May God, who has received you by baptism into his church, pour upon you the riches of his grace, that within the company of Christ's pilgrim people, you may daily be renewed by his anointing spirit and come to the inheritance of the saints in glory. Amen. Time to give back. Reluctantly, I'll do so. Great. Congregation, order, please face forward. Baptism party, we're going back to the front there. Thank you. That's fine. And let us please remain standing. We're going to pray for Cassidy and Julia now, and welcome. And the singers have got we'll just hang on a moment while they're coming back. The singers have got a short song they just want to sing in celebration of Cassidy's baptism. So just wait for a moment while Julia now and godparents gather. Come back, Jen. That's great. And this is being sung for Cassidy.
One Lord, one faith, one baptism. There is one God who is Father.
Is a welcome prayer on your order of service. And where it says these children, of course, we're going to say Cassidy. So faithful and loving God, bless those who care for Cassidy and grant them your gifts of love, wisdom, and faith. Pour upon them your healing and reconciling love and protect their home from all evil. Fill them with the light of your presence and establish them in the joy of your kingdom through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism. By one Spirit, we're all baptized into one body. Cassidy, we welcome you into the fellowship of faith. We are children of the same Heavenly Father. We welcome you. And she deserves a big, big round of applause for being so beautiful. We're all one in Christ Jesus. We belong to him through faith, heirs of the promise of the Spirit of peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
And if you're not used to this, it can be seen a bit strange. We're not saying hello again. We're praying peace to one another, God's peace. So if you'd like to do that, please do join in. The next song is the offertory song for the work of the church in Westcott, and it will take you back to your school days. One more step along the world I go. So one more step along, and the offertory hymn for the work of the church in Westcott.
It'll also take Julie and Al back to their wedding day, and any friends who were there then, because this is a song they had at their wedding, so they've asked for it today.
One more step along the world I go, one more step along the world I go, from the old things to the new, keep me travelling along with you, and it's from the old I travel to the new, keep me travelling along with you. Round the corners of the world I turn, more and more about the world I learn, and the new things that I see, you'll be looking at along with me, and it's from the old I travel to the new, keep me travelling along with you. As I travel through the bad and good, keep me travelling the way I should. Where I see nowhere to go, you'll be telling me the way I know. And it's from the old I travel to the new, keep me travelling along with you. Give me courage when the world is rough, keep me laughing when the world is tough. Leap and sing in all I do, keep me travelling along with you. And it's from the old I travel to the new, keep me travelling along with you. You are older than the world can be, you are younger than the life in me. Ever old and ever new, keep me travelling along with you. And it's from the old I travel to the new, keep me travelling along with you.
Do please be seated. And if you prefer to kneel or stay seated, we're going to be led in prayer by various people, including the Westcott Women's Group, of which Julie has been such a part of. So those who are praying, I'd like to come forward to the microphones here, and we'll be led in prayer.
As we pray, let us first thank God for the power of his love, which continually surrounds us wherever we are. God our Father, Lord of heaven and earth, who made the world and everything in it, we give you thanks for the wonderful gift of life and the pleasures that it brings us. We rejoice that we are children of your family and offer our grateful thanks for the love that you bestow upon us, for good health and daily food, for the shelter and care of our homes, for the love of family and friends. Today we especially thank you for the gift of Cassidy into our church family. May she in her life join us all in rejoicing in the knowledge that Jesus is alive and lives in each of us. May we as a church and as individuals show our commitment and love to him, and in so doing receive his spirit in our lives. We pray that your Holy Spirit will work through us, helping us all and Cassidy to know you better, to love you and to do your will. And we thank you, Lord, for your church in this country and here in Westcott. We thank you for Alan's dedicated leadership over the many years and for all those who lead us in our worship every week. We pray your blessing on all who share with us in this church's life, that we may not only grow in our knowledge of your love ourselves, but that we might all be good guides to Cassidy on her journey with you. We pray that your Holy Spirit will continue